Hi there. The word for you today is it you? In Matthew 26, verse 25, we read these words. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." In a sermon on commitment to Christ, the great preacher Charles Spurgeon said, and I quote, "I have known some who preached the gospel with power, but lived to depart from it altogether. I've known others who discharged the duties of deaconship and eldership with considerable diligence, yet afterwards have given way to their evil passions. I've thought of some of them as the holiest of men. Indeed, while they've been praying, I've been lifted up to the very gates of heaven. And if anyone had said that these would one day fall into gross sin, I wouldn't have believed it. I'd sooner have believed it of myself. Those who seemed stronger than we have fallen, so why not we?" Our Lord's disciples who sat at the table with him, when they were told that one of them would betray their master, each inquired, "Lord, is it I?" That was a very proper question. There wasn't one who asked, "Lord, is it Judas?" Probably not one of them suspected him. And so it may be that the worst hypocrite in this assembly is the one upon whom there doesn't rest at this moment a single shade of suspicion. He has learned to play his part so well that his true character hasn't yet been discovered. Now, if those words from Spurgeon hit too close for comfort, then I want to say to you, my friend, don't walk. Run to the foot of the cross and do it today. Run to the one who, with full knowledge of your struggles, temptations, and failures, loves you unconditionally. Turn to the one whose blood can cleanse you from all sin and whose grace can lift and sustain you each day and whose power can help you to live an overcoming life. And that is the word for you today.